Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the skills of one of the busiest studio and live musicians in the world as both the drummer and percussionist since moving to L.A. in 1983, that was Bernie Dressel with the tune The Spoiler off his latest 2017 CD, Livin' and Burnin'. So after graduating from the Eastman School of Music, he traveled the world playing music. He has held the drum chair for the Grammy Award-winning Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band since its inception in 1999, and overlapping for 15 years, he was the drummer for the multi-Grammy Award-winning Brian Setzer Orchestra. Bernie Dressel's Jazz Orchestra, or the BBB, is one of L.A.'s most exciting large jazz ensembles, bringing fans some innovative and original hard-swinging large jazz. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, I asked him about a great many things, but quite simply, I wanted to know why he loved jazz. This is what he had to say.
And I love human music, and that's what generally jazz is. There's rarely jazz unless it's smooth jazz. Smooth jazz, a lot of drum machines, you know, loops and drum machines, not real drummers. Not all the time, but they do it to so they can produce the record in their bedroom or whatever. And it's very stagnant to me. So I like non-stagnant music where there's drama. And what I mean by drama, you don't know if it's going to be good or not.
Along with plenty of band projects, he's very busy with the TV and movie soundtrack scene in L.A. He's heard on The Simpsons, Family Guy, Jurassic World, Minions, American Sniper, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and so many more. He's even worked with the likes of Ringo Starr, Brian Wilson, The Letterman, Doc Severinsen, Herb Alpert, and the list, it's way, way too long to go on and on with. But he has a lot of prowess, and it's very deserving, and it's great to have him on the show. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is one of the original and rightful cradles of American jazz music and the home of the American Jazz Museum off 18 and Vine, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of award-winning jazz to make your soul content. From one of the bands that Bernie knows well and helped mold the signature big band sound, this is Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band with the 2008 tune Hit the Ground Running off the CD Act Your Age. We'll be right back.
this is Bernie Dressel from the BBB featuring Bernie Dressel, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Kansas City-based keyboardist Eddie Moore, joined by his Outer Circle with a brand new 2017 single called 007. So Eddie is the sort of cat that reaches from the soul with every note in a very deep way, with attention just below the surface. He is a 2016 Charlotte Street Generative Performing Arts Award recipient. He continues to make Kansas City the home of some of the best music being delivered in live venues on the planet. This Houston native formally began his music journey at Texas Southern University and found his way to KC to get a Master in Arts from the University of Missouri, Kansas City, under the direction of Jazz Master Bobby Watson. Since then, KC has been home, and he's doing it right. from one of the best voices on the clarinet in jazz today. This is Annette Cohen, joined by her tentet with the song Kenedogu Foli off her latest CD, 2017's Happy Song, right here on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. This is Anat Cohen, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was the Swiss drummer Florian Arbenz with his trio known as Vain with the tune Four Lane off the 2017 CD Vain Plays Ravel. So he's been at this jazz game for quite some time, and along with his work in Vain, he has toured, recorded, and performed with the likes of Greg Osby, Glenn Ferris, Dave Liebman, Andy Shepherd, and so many others. We caught up with him in his home of Basel, Switzerland recently, and had a good talk about his life in jazz. Have a listen to him talk about his love of jazz.
That's a very difficult question. I mean, why do you love spaghetti, or why do you love the mountains or the beach? I mean, it just makes feel me good, you know. I actually remember as a little child, I got across a recording with all the old cats, like it was the Esquire concert with Louis Armstrong. It was Lionel Hampton playing, Red Norvell playing, Art Tatum playing. And I just knew kind of when I heard that this is kind of, I fell in love with this music. It just made me feel right and good.
One of the thrills of Florian's life has been working with the masters. And one of those was the legendary drum cat Ed Thigpen. As we go into the tune Scramble off the 2008 CD Young Men and Olds, let's have a listen to him talk about Ed.
I also was hanging out at the time with Ed Thigpen. That was, I mean, still is one of the greatest experiences I ever had and a great inspiration.
Thank you.
Eddie Moore, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino.
That was Canadian jazz pianist, organist, composer, and arranger Oliver Jones with his trio on the tune Mean to Me off the 1983 Live at Biddle's LP. He started on the piano at the age of 5 and really developed his talent through his studies with Oscar Peterson's sister, Daisy Peterson Sweeney. From there, he became the music director for the Jamaican calypso singer Kenny Hamilton, based out of Puerto Rico, from 64 to 1980, and along with many other projects over the years. Sticking in the friendly Northern American confines of Canada, this is saxophonist Art Ellefson with the Jazz Modus with the tune Motion Notion off the 1992 CD As If Today, as we continue to speak that jazz around here on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
everybody. This is Gordon Goodwin, leader of the Big Fat Band, and you're listening to Joe DeMito on Neon Jazz.
That was Boston-born tenor saxophonist Ricky Ford with the song Mostly Arco off the 1993 CD American African Blues. As we begin getting ready to seal up this hour of jazz around here. And the perfect man to do that with his trumpet work on hundreds of recordings for TV, films, commercials, and albums is Vince Mai, joined by his quintet with the 2016 tune Vinny's Bounce off the CD Rehearsal. And we hope you dug this hour of recorded jazz rehearsal we just gave you. And thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that's always treating the rehearsal of life as if it's the real thing. I mean it. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We love you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends. Thank you.
Jazz.